Hello and welcome to Guess That Record. I am your host, Jackson Reed. This is the show where we talk about music and try to figure out which album I pulled from my collection. This episode of Guess That Record was originally released on October 9th, 2024. The guest is Jake Shimabukuro. One of the world's greatest ukulele players, Jake has taken the instrument to places not thought possible. He's recorded and performed with major names such as Jimmy Buffett, Bette Midler, and Willie Nelson. His newest album, titled Blues Experience, is a collaboration with the great Mick Fleetwood. With all that being said, let's get into the interview. How are you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jackson. I'm doing really well. Thank you for your time. Thanks for having me on your show. Grateful to be here.
Absolutely. So you were just mentioning that you're on the road right now. Where are we talking to you from today?
We're in Kent, Ohio tonight. We're playing over at the Kent stage. And yeah, it's a weather has been gorgeous. We were just in Columbus last night, and then we're heading to Fort Wayne after this.
Right on. So, and it's interesting, been as I've been doing research for the interview. So you're originally from Honolulu, is that correct?
Yeah, born and raised in Honolulu, specifically spent most of my life in the Kaimuki area near Diamond Head. And I still live there, still home for me. And very fortunate that, you know, we get to travel and visit a lot of different places, you know, all over the world. And, you know, just grateful that music has opened so many doors and opportunities, you know, for us. So, yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, I've only been to Honolulu once, but yeah, the one time that I went to Hawaii, we were mostly on Kauai, but we did pop over to Honolulu for a day. So yeah, no, it's a beautiful part of the world for sure. So it's really cool to be speaking with you today because I'm a musician myself. I'm a guitar player, and you know, it's been really cool to kind of deep dive into your music because, of course, you know, ukulele and guitar are probably cousins, but they are definitely different. So I'm excited to kind of pick your brain on the instrument and talk about your career as well.
Oh no, thank you. Yeah, would I think that'll make for an interesting conversation. I've always loved the guitar. I can't play the guitar. I wish I could, but it's always been a bit of a challenge and a struggle for me.
Right. Speaking from my frame of reference as a guitar player, you know, I often feel like ukulele has this reputation of being kind of a simple instrument, like, you know, just pick it up and play like Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right? Like that's kind of the perception it has. But it's really cool with you because when I watch you play, I really feel like you almost kind of approach the instrument like a guitar, like you're doing stuff where I'm like, I get what he's doing there. So, you know, how did you develop your style of playing?
Well, what you said, I think is absolutely true. I mean, there's so much truth to that. And I think that's what really drew me to the instrument, you know, is that it was so easy to play and you get that instant gratification. Because like you said, you can just pick up the instrument and immediately start playing chords. And, you know, there's so many chords that you can play with just one finger. You can just hold one finger, you know, one string down, and you can play a full chord. And that's so satisfying, right? So I think that's why I stuck with the instrument, you know, because from the very beginning, I could do it. And I was like, wow, I'm actually playing an instrument. I think that resonates with a lot of people, you know, that kind of, especially if you don't have the patience to really sit with the instrument and take lessons and you have to, you know, read notation and all of that. I think in the beginning, you know, picking up the ukulele for someone who just wants to do it just for fun, you know, I think it's the perfect instrument because like you said, it's so easy. It's very simple to play. And then, you know, the more you play and as it gets easier and easier, then of course you gravitate towards something a little bit more challenging, like learning a new chord or how to hold a different chord quality or something. And you're like, oh, okay, this is a little challenge, but you keep working on that. And then you just keep building. And Like, so for me, you know, I always just had this curiosity where I wanted to keep diving deeper and deeper. So as the things I was working on at the time got a little easier, then I would try to find something that was just a little bit out of my comfort zone and work on that until that became comfortable. And then once you're comfortable again, then you try to stretch yourself and reach a little bit out of your comfort zone again. And I think that's what really kind of kept me going, you know. I never had that pressure to try to rush and get to a certain point, you know, in a short amount of time. I just kind of took my time with it and enjoyed the process, and you know, and I think that's what I'm so grateful for, you know, and all of those things, like, not only brought me so much joy in my life, but it's also opened up so many opportunities, and you know, I met so many wonderful people and have developed great friendships, you know, along the way, all because of music. And, you know, so that's just been so, I've just so much gratitude, you know, for all of that.
For sure. Yeah. And, you know, of course, the reason we're talking today is because you have a brand new album coming out, which is called Blues Experience, which you did with the great Mick Fleetwood. And I actually want to go back a little bit, because you... a couple years ago, you did an album called Jake and Friends, which had a ton of big name people on it, like, you know, Warren Haynes, Willie Nelson, Jimmy Buffett. And so you've been on this run of getting these big people to play on your records. So, you know, like, how do you go about, you know, working with these people and setting up all these, you know, recording sessions to have these amazing special guests on records like this?
Yeah, well, I was very fortunate. I mean, you know, you mentioned Jimmy Buffett. You know, Jimmy Buffett has, in the beginning of my career, you know, he really took me under his wing and introduced me to so many people. I mean, half the people on that record, you know, Jimmy introduced me to them, you know. So, so between Jimmy Buffett and Mac McAnally and... you know, my manager, Van Fletcher, and just people that I've met along the way, Ray Benson, who's also from Asleep at the Wheel, you know, he's also on the record, and he helped me to produce the record as well. And so, I mean, you know, that he knows everybody. And I remember when we first talked about this project, Ray Benson said, you know, he said, I got to get you, you know, together with Willie Nelson. And I was like, what? And then next thing I know, he called him. He just called him on the phone and explained the project to him. And Willie said, all right, I'm in. And so that was the first track that we recorded for the album. And it was his iconic, you know, Stardust interpretation. And it was just so, I was so nervous, you know, but it was so great, because it was just ukulele and his voice, and I got to stand right next to him as we recorded it. So it was like a live take, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience that I'll never forget. But yeah, I've just been, you know, very, very lucky, you know, just to have this support, you know, from everyone and all the people on that record, man. They were heavily, you know, they were just so influential, and I grew up listening to all, you know, their music, and they've just, they're just incredible. So it was an honor to be part of that project.
And then, you know, with this new record with Mick Fleetwood, of course, if you know Mick, you'll know that he's a Hawaii guy. And so, you know, how did you first meet him, and then how did it, you know, come together to do an album with him?
Yeah. So of course, I've always been a huge Fleetwood Mac. I've always been a huge fan of Fleetwood Mac, and Mick Fleetwood lived on Maui, you know, for over 20 years. I mean, he's been such a big part of the community there, and so supportive of a lot of the local musicians there. You know, so we had met years ago, and then, but in the last couple years, again, we really connected. I went to go see their Fleetwood Mac reunion tour in Nashville, and the show was amazing, you know. And I got to talk with Mick backstage, and then after that, fast forward another year, I did a show on Maui, and Mick and his family happened to be in town, so they came out to the show, and then we talked backstage again, and you know, because we, and then we said, you know, oh man, we'd love to do something together, and then yeah, then right after that, we talked about just kind of setting up some time in the recording studio and just see what would happen, you know, and we so we didn't really have. We didn't really have like any very detailed plans of what we're going to do. We just thought we'll get together, you know, for a week and just kind of play and just hit record and see what would happen. So, that's how this project came about, you know? And it was, just for me, it was such an eye-opening experience. And to play with Mick Fleetwood, you know, he's the kind of musician that has that energy and that quality about him that he's able to elevate, you know, everyone around him. So when you play with him, and he just like brings out your best, you know, and he motivates you to play it, you know, and do things that you've never done before. And that's how I felt with this record. You know, he really encouraged me to just kind of go for it, you know, and just feel it. And his the way he plays the drums, man. Oh, you just get this rush, and we just had the best time. I'm on tour right now with Jackson Waldhoff, this wonderful bass player from Hawaii, and he's also on this new Blues Experience record. And yeah, we often talk about that experience because it was unlike anything we've ever you know, experienced in the studio before. So I'm really excited about this record. It's called the Blues Experience because it kind of, we did like a couple of early Fleetwood Mac covers, you know, like the when Peter Green was with the band, and, you know, the original Fleetwood Mac. And then we did like some Albert King and Gary Moore, some Jeff Beck, and, you know, so just, yeah, just really excited about it. It was very experimental. I did a lot of electric ukulele stuff with, you know, some wah and some long delay, you know, kind of ambient things. So, so hopefully people will like it. You know, it was definitely, a stretch for me, you know, and kind of pulled me out of my comfort zone for a little bit. But like I said in the beginning, you know, that's what it's all about, right? You want to just keep having those opportunities to kind of step outside of your comfort zone. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's you know, it's funny when you're talking about Mick there, cause I saw Fleetwood Mac on their last tour when they played here in my hometown of Calgary. That was like 2019. And I thought Mick was like the most entertaining part of the show. Like his drum solo was amazing. And it's like, you know, he's really impressive when you think about it, because he's kind of the last of that generation of like late 60s drummers, right? You know, he was right up there with Bonham and Keith Moon and Mitch Mitchell. And, you know, he's really like the last one of those guys still around and still, you know, still doing his thing, which is amazing. You know, with, as it is right now, we've got two singles out for this record, which you can find on your YouTube channel if anyone's interested, but there's Whiter Shade of Pale and Rollin' and Tumblin'. And I remember when I went to listen to these songs for the first time, I was sort of thinking, you know, oh, is it going to sound like, you know, kind of traditional ukulele, like a traditional ukulele interpretation, but you did these songs justice because you got like full distortion on, and I was like, "Whoa, he's wailing on these tracks." And So how did you you know, kind of develop your tones and you know how you wanted to play these songs?
Yeah, it's just, you know, constant experimentation and just trying different things. You know, I used a, for this particular record, I used a Fender Princeton amp that Mick had in his studio. And that's the first time that I recorded with that amplifier. So there's definitely a brightness to it and an attack, you know, that's different from my usual stuff. But I loved it, you know. another element that I thought was pretty special is because we were all in the same room. I mean, I was like almost, you know, just sitting right across from Mick Fleetwood. I mean, you know, so we could see, we could make eye contact, and, you know, and then Jackson, our bassist, was on my right. And then Michael Grande, who played keys on it, longtime friend of mine as well, he was on my left. And so we were kind of like in this circle, right? Like in this diamond. And the amazing thing is, you know, I'm running my uke through all the different effects and the delays and, you know, and the overdrives and all that, my wah pedal. So every time I would use some of my effects, Mick's drums, you know, we didn't isolate any of the instruments. So his drum sound was actually feeding into my piezo pickup. You know, so I didn't have an open mic on my ukulele. There was I have a piezo pickup under my saddle, and his drums were so loud, so they were actually feeding into the pickup. And when you would, so his drums were actually in a subtle way going through all the different effects and my delays and all of that, right? You know, every time I was, so the ukulele and the drums are kind of like, they're very much like this, you know, they're just, there's this, I don't know, this magical thing. So even if you, when we were mixing the album, when you would isolate the ukulele track, you could still hear the drums. It was pretty amazing, you know? So I think that added like there's this subliminal almost like live, even more than just live in the studio, this magic, you know, of the two instruments just blending together so well. And so I thought that was really cool. I know it's probably a nightmare for engineers, you know, but I really thought that was such a special thing.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of like, just the old school garage kind of concept of like, just put a mic in the room and, you know, pick up not just the band, but the room, and get all the energy together. Mm-hmm. Now it's interesting because you often perform, you know, solo. So is it different to kind of work with a band in your case?
For me, I love playing with drums and bass. I mean, it's my favorite thing in the world. I mean, that to have like to play with a rhythm section like that is so much fun, you know, and I never take it for granted whenever I have those opportunities, you know. But so it's always, I mean, every time I get that opportunity, it's like, yes, you know, it's like, yeah, I get so excited. Because normally, like when I tour, especially like early on in my career, I toured completely solo, right? So as a soloist, you know, you kind of have to carry all the different elements, you know, of the song and the arrangement. And then in the last like 10 years, I started incorporating a bass player, and that's been very I just love the sound of the bass and the ukulele together, because I feel like they kind of complete each other, you know, because the bass is like the left side of the piano, and then the ukulele is like the right side of the piano, right? And so it almost makes like together they make like a full range instrument. And so I love that that sound and the textures that we're able to create, right, with the two instruments. So when we do that stuff, a lot of times on the ukulele, I do have to carry more, like play, you know, keep the rhythm going and play certain chord voicings to fill in the middle voices, and then keep the melody going on top of that, right? So it's a completely different approach, you know. On this record, I'm able to completely get away from that, and I'm free to just play single line melodic, you know, ideas, you know, without having to worry about strumming chords or playing, you know, playing multiple strings to cover the harmonic side of it. You know, all of that is covered by the keys and the bass, and all the rhythm is, you know, Mick Fleetwood is just driving the band. So it's it's just a rush, you know, but it allows me to think in a completely different way, and I loved it. I mean, it was just such a rush and an honor, and you know, and scary too, you know, because we're in there with Mick Fleetwood and all three of us are just like, oh my goodness, you know. So it was but it was just a brilliant experience, and he was just so down to earth and so gracious and so kind and encouraging, you know, like whenever if something wasn't feeling right, you know, he would just stop. He goes, oh, let's try, you know, let's try this, or maybe, you know, let's take a different approach, you know. So he's just so present and so present and just such a team player, you know. It was beautiful to experience that.
Absolutely, yeah. And so as we alluded to, you know, at the start of the recording, you're currently on tour right now, and you've got dates going until pretty much the end of the year. Where can people find you on tour for the next little while?
We'll be touring pretty heavily in the fall, October, November, December. You know, we got some good tours lined up, so I'm very excited. We always do our holiday tour in November and December, and we bring our buddy Justin Kavika Young. He's a incredible singer-songwriter, so he comes out, and I know we're gonna have a lot of fun on this tour, because we'll probably incorporate some of these blues standards on this new tour. But maybe, you know, Justin will be able to sing a few of the songs as well, which would be a pretty cool element to add.
For sure. Well, we've reached the end of the interview. I want to thank Jake Shimabukuro for coming on the podcast today. I mean, I think I would say you're probably the greatest living ukulele player right now. So it's like, it was really cool to speak with you and to, you know, to hear these cool stories about all the amazing people you've had the chance to work with.
Oh, thank you, Jackson. Thanks for saying that. I just, growing up in Hawaii, there were so many great pioneers of the instrument and virtuosos of the instrument. You know, I always want to give credit to Uncle Eddie Kamai and Ota-san, you know, Roy Sukuma, Israel Kamakavivo-Ole, Jesse Kalima, Peter Moon. I mean, these are all the guys who paved the way, you know, for all of us. And I know I wouldn't be the musician today if it weren't for them. So, yeah, but thank you for saying that. And, you know, I just love it. I love playing. I love learning and having all these new experiences, because, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And Blues Experience with Mick Fleetwood is out on October 18th. Where can everyone buy the album if they're interested?
Yeah, of course, online. And then, you know, you can get the digital downloads. You can also purchase the CD we're also releasing it on vinyl. We've been releasing all of our records on vinyl now. But you can get that on my website, jakeshimobukuro.com.
Thank you so much for tuning into that amazing episode of Guess That Record. Feel free to check us out on social media. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And we have the same username across all three platforms, at Guess That Record. You can also check out our website, www.guessthatrecordpodcast.com. Remember to keep rocking, and we'll see you on the next episode of Guess That Record.